Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
You're listening to an original 102.5 The Bone Podcast.
Dad.
Give me the sounder.
Oh, you're getting it, Dad. Dad, you're getting it.
In 3, 2, 1. Holy sh! It's time for another Johnny B. Meltdown.
Johnny B., we kind of talked about it at the beginning of the show where you said the best board op on the weekends. Myself. Now, I host a show on the weekends, so I would consider myself more of a host than a board operator, but I do operate the board during that time.
I mean, I'm operating the board right now, yeah. But I'm not a board operator.
From 10 to 11, right here on The Bone. I encourage you to check it out. So, I get a message after the show from Michael. I'm at the beach at this time getting photos of my ding-dong taken by
a
pervert.
Yeah.
And the message says, "Hey, Will, Mike Osho is talking about messy board ops.
Uh-oh.
Denise and Corey thinks you're the culprit. You need to call in and defend yourself."
How would Denise think you're the culprit?
I don't know.
Oh.
And honestly, I don't know what was said. This is going off of what Michael says, and sometimes things get missing. I'm not even including them, really, in this whole
right.
thing. I didn't hear it, so I don't know. If they did accuse me of it, they're wrong. So Saturday, I get here. I come in. You're in here on Friday night. You're in studio. Isaiah is here filling the role of Hoppy.
Uh-huh.
Since Hoppy got his new gig.
Just a shorter dummy.
So I come in. The board is effed up Saturday morning.
What do you mean by that?
So not to get too technical, but there's lights that are not supposed to be lit up. There's lights that are lit up. There's not lights that are completely off. Which means that the board is not functioning. Engineering has it set up so everything works on the channels.
Let me explain a little bit what you mean for the listeners. So what we use to run a show 99.9% of the time is from about halfway down the board down. There's a bunch of buttons up top, and it, with the new board, even more buttons. It used to be knobs.
Yeah.
Now it's buttons that control different channels coming into different channels and different things. I don't have a clue. I don't think any host on here has a clue what they do.
Yeah.
It would take an extraordinary mind, like somebody that went to the factory, you know, worked in the factory to make this board, to even know what all those buttons up there mean.
But the engineers in here in the building, Mike Cernak, Dylan,
right.
they know how to use this.
We don't
stuff.
Touch them. I don't touch them.
I don't touch them either. But for whatever reason, some people that are operating the board switch them sometimes. I don't know why.
Right.
Maybe it's an accident.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. So the first thing I noticed on Saturday morning is that we've had this issue here where there's an echo on the phone, where the people on the phone can hear a feedback loop.
Oh, uncool.
So I know how to fix that. So when I'm doing the show, I fix it. I do it live on air, and I tell Martine Grammatica how underpaid I am because I'm doing engineering now to add to my duties. And, of course, made a joke out of it.
Okay.
So we go to break after the first segment. I come back from break. I get my song queued up. And I have the cue on, which is you can hear it coming out of the board, but it doesn't go out over the air, was what cue means. I can hear the song. I go the station comes back from break. I'm pushing play on the clip. No sound is coming out.
Huh.
And it's jarring when that happens. It's happened to us a few times, too, where we forget to pick a song or it doesn't. There's a curse word in it or something, got to bail on the song. So it was, and I see that no lights are lit up, which means that there's no sound going to come on there. The only people from that I know of that had access to this board was Johnny B.
Uh-huh.
And Isaiah, because
yes.
Isaiah was a cluster board op. So that means there's one person here for all the stations in the building, and they check all the stations.
Right.
So I ask Isaiah, I go, "Hey, man, were you messing with this board? Because it's all jacked up." And his response was, "No, Wasn't me. I think it was. Yeah. It had to have been.
100% wasn't
unless
me.
It was you.
No.
And I don't think you're, because you know that you can't touch that stuff. Because
no. I don't like to get in trouble with engineering. I don't like to mess with those guys. We've always been on good terms. I ain't doing it.
I didn't think so. So I think by process of elimination here, it's got to be Isaiah.
Yeah.
And I don't know why he didn't just say, oh, yeah, I was doing this.
Because he doesn't like to get in trouble with engineering. I don't know.
I mean, it could have been, I don't know. I guess it was damage was done. But every day I am attacked at this radio station by somebody. And I'm tired of it. I'm tired of it. I don't know. Again, I don't know what was said on Saturday. I unfortunately was not tuned into the Myco radio show on Saturday afternoon. But that's a shame because Isaiah was in there. And I wonder if Isaiah threw me under the bus.
Oh, boy.
Right? So I'm going to talk to Isaiah
on
Friday.
You'll see him Friday.
On air. Yeah, we'll talk about it because something went on.
That's going to be good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. If you were listening Saturday and you can bring some clarity as to the tone of these allegations, we would love to hear from you. I'm sure it was all in fun. You know, I would be more upset that they called me a board op.
that is offensive. I didn't hear it, so I don't really know. So I don't want to, you know, go over the edge and start accusing people and
right.
threatening people. But I don't know. I'm just tired of being attacked because I'm the best damn board op, 80% better than any board op in here on this station. Yeah, I said it, and I'll stick by that statement. How about that?
Better Suck than 80%, huh?
Yep.
All right. Well, there you go. All right. I have a meltdown.
In 3, 2, 1.
Holy sh! It's time for another Johnny B. meltdown.
Oh, I'm going to keep this nice and short and sweet, Will, since we don't have a ton of time. And this is about social media, but it has nothing to do with anybody attacking me on social media.
Does it have to do with the bone groups on Facebook?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope. That rant has already been done tonight. This is about, and look, I'll kind of piggyback off of what Mo said earlier about people on the internet thinking that they're somebody when they're not. You people. You goddamn commoners. That all of a sudden, in the last 2 years, have become political pundits.
Oh, man.
I am exhausted by you and your stupid, stupid lemming ways. All you're doing is regurgitating things that your friends are saying. It's nauseating. And it's everybody. I don't care where you're at on the political spectrum. Shut up! I'm going to start muting people. People I like, even Will. And look, I'm not going to dislike you because you do this on social media. I understand why you're doing it. I know why you're doing it. Because you're piggybacking off of these attention whores. And you want people to think that you're a righteous person. And that you're on the right side of the fight. But you don't even know what you're talking about. You have no clue what you're fighting for. You're not good. You're an idiot. So many of you, virtue signaling, just jumping up on a soapbox, retweeting politicians. Do you know how dumb you look when you retweet a politician? You jack off. You think these people care about you? And I mean all of them. You think a Democrat cares about you? You think a Republican cares about you? Landscaper, beautician, car salesman. No, they don't know who you are, and they don't care about you. They're all the same. They're rich, and they're full of crap, and they're all corrupt, you moron. So stick to making goddamn sandwiches and tweet out funny stuff. Memes, fat people sliding down slides and ripping off their breasts when they hit the water. retweet chefs with delicious food or comedians that are going to be performing, making fun of the people that you worship. I'm not taking your advice on politics, and your retweets can suck it. You're an idiot. Gloating when somebody on the other side gets a negative news article wrote about them. Who do you think's writing these articles? You moron. So annoying.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, look at this person. This person walked into a place wearing a shirt that supports that side. And I've just become a fan of this side in the last, I don't know, year because celebrities like it. Shut up, jack off. You're an idiot. You have 13 followers. Johnny B. Show, how can we help you?
Hello.
Hi.
Uh-oh.
No, I got a Monday meltdown.
Uh-oh. Oh, it's Fritz, everybody.
In 3, 2, 1.
Holy sh! It's time for another Johnny B. meltdown.
What happened, Fritz?
Well, okay. I don't mean this in a very bad way. But, you know, Maureen Robbs had something the other Friday night that really pissed me off.
Uh-huh. Beef, 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 beef.
Okay. You know, he's like, oh, Fritz is a big pussy because he don't drink booze anymore. It's like, okay, dude. You know, it's like, hey, you get all boozed up, I'll drink a couple of beers and we'll go out and see what happens, right?
Unbelievable.
You know?
Are you willing to put clothespins on your nipples to prove your point?
Oh, yeah. By the way, great photo of Rob that he posted himself for some reason.
Best,
of him with
best photo.
Clamps on his nipples. It's on the Johnny B. Show Instagram and Facebook. You
know why he did that? Because he's not some pussy. He drinks beer. That's a whiskey to take that picture.
That is a whiskey pick.
Damn right.
No kidding.
Well, I guess he'd have to drink whiskey to put clothespins on your nipples, right?
That's what I said.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, what a douchebag.
You want to fight him?
You know?
Yeah.
I'll whip his ass.
Take his ass in the wood shit. Yes, sir. Let's go.
Oh, my God. Let's have the drunkie fight on the punch out. Yes. I'm going to text Mike.
I think Mike would go for this one.
Hell yeah, he would.
Hey, listen. I'm 6'2". You know?
Yeah, but
what is he? 4'5"?
He's 5'8".
He's
Wow.
He's a Marine.
What a pussy.
Don't discriminate against short people, Fritz.
Oh, well, no. No, look, thanks for your service, dude. Really?
What are you talking about?
Well, Marine Rob.
He got dishonorably discharged for clipping things on his nips.
I don't know. Man, I just don't like, look. He talked crap on me.
Yeah.
Called me a pussy.
Yeah.
And it made me mad.
Yeah, true.
That's what the meltdown's for.
Yeah, baby.
Tell him, screw off, bitch.
Yeah.
That's why I'm melting down, bro.
Well, do it.
Don't
hang up on him.
I'm not.
Hey, I got a question. Why are you trying to raise money online?
Oh, that was my sister's idea.
Yeah, why?
I'm embarrassed. to get my eyes fixed.
Oh. How much money do you need?
I don't know. I don't care. I don't want to know about it. I told her to take it down.
Okay.
Look,
you don't
I've never
about
been
getting your eyes fixed or
well, yeah, I do, but I've never been the kind of guy to ask other people for help.
Gotcha. Okay, cool.
This is original 102.5 The Bone on Demand Audio.